And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And I understand we have a phone call. Caller waiting on the line patiently for us. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, you're on In Focus.
Hey, I've got a couple of questions for you guys. Is the Starbucks that's in Eggsville right now, did it close when they opened the new one on West Anderson?
Not to my knowledge. I think that was an expansion for Starbucks for a second store. So I'm not aware of the haven't heard anything regarding potential closure of the one in Aggieville.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. There's going to be a lot of construction down there. So
right.
I know a lot of people are concerned about that.
Sure.
Especially now that you're doing another big project that. In the corner. Of 12.
Yep, in the vicinity, sure.
Yeah. So, what's going to happen with all of this when all this is going on?
Well, obviously, there'll be some parking habits that will certainly need to change, and we're certainly looking at some options to help guide folks that have used that space to some other areas. But it will certainly be something that folks need to be aware of and. Be cautious about all the construction activity, and likely going to be some lane closures during parts of construction as well. So,
I think the whole thing is a great idea, but there's a lot of people in that have their lives sunk into their businesses in there, and maybe 6 months to a year or whatever of construction may put them out of business.
Well, we'd hope not.
I know you hope not.
Yeah.
Has research been done? Have they talked to everybody? I know people are concerned about it.
If I might, the traffic for construction. When construction of this type is done, either for this or the hotel, the construction company puts in a laydown yard, and the laydown yard facilitates the movement of all the equipment and the supplies onto the work site. Downtown Aggieville has already made some concessions for parking so that we've added a few additional parking spaces down there. The city has not enforced some of the rules down around the park so that we understand people need places to park temporarily. And then we're going to create a parking garage. That's our intent down just to the south of the old Varney. So, there's a difficult period you always have to go through to get to the brighter light on the other side. And Starbucks has always been kind of an impediment as you come around the corner. In hindsight, we never should have put it there, but it's there and we have to cope with it. So I think all the businessmen are on board. We've gone through this Aggieville reconstitution over probably a period of over 3 years. And they seem very enthusiastic and willing to put up with a little discomfort for the short term.
Well, I know sometimes on the surface it looks good, but deep down you've lost a lot of businesses down there. And there's been restaurant closings already. So I'm not opposed to any of it. I'm not really a player in the game. It is interesting. I think the new project with the apartment has already been fast-tracked through because I know that the land has been sold already. So unless there was a contingency, that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
Well, the zoning's not done. I'm not aware of I'm assuming that there's a contingency on successful rezoning, but obviously that's on the commission agenda tonight for consideration. And so it does conform to the vision that was approved by the governing body for that aspect. So, but we appreciate your interest and encourage you to stay involved.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to. Thank you.
Yep, thanks for your call.
Gentleman had a caller, and I'm going to try to translate his question as best I can. It had to do with the bus barn. And wastewater treatment plant and some land, and I'm a little confused in the direction that he was going with that. But I know that you're looking at potentially, enhancing a lot of facility issues down at the current wastewater treatment plant area.
Right. So we had a work session last week relative to a combine. We're looking at bringing a lot of our old, out-of-date maintenance facilities for various departments together under one roof out at the wastewater treatment plant area. I'm not sure about the reference to the bus barn.
Yeah.
That would be the school district, I'm assuming. There's not really a lot of land there, and it's probably more valuable than what the current use is for there.
Yeah, that kind of threw me in his question. Yeah. But this situation that you're looking at developing has a tremendous impact, you know, and kind of moving a lot of city entities into one central location.
It does. So really, our public works, streets, parks, forestry, our utilities areas that are scattered on several different areas, and old, out-of-date facilities that aren't meeting the needs, our fleet and maintenance aspects for that. Can't even get our fire trucks in the maintenance bay now. And so it's just a variety of that. And some of those areas have some value for other uses. And so that's land that's not on the tax rolls that we would like to sell and then utilize those funds and get that back on the tax roll to help pay for the new facility.
And it sounds like that's almost a lateral move financially then.
I think it'll be a little bit more than that, but that's part of our hope. You know, obviously, the new facility would be modern, energy efficient, which the current ones are. So there would be savings from that standpoint as well.
And I understand it would also help out with some of the workforce issues around there because, you know, there's not enough room for all of the staff to be able to even meet in some of these buildings.
Yeah, they're very inadequate.
And there's obviously safety issues. I don't know if many people have been down there south of Fort Riley Boulevard where some of this is, but just totally unsatisfactory work conditions for all the guys that work so hard to keep those things running and gas pumps out there where they have to refuel and equipment that they have to store like snowplow blades and things like that and boxes for the salt and sand. And it's just not something that you'd want to have here much longer.
And I believe we do have another caller waiting for us on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Hi. I am curious about Fremont Street, I believe it is, and City Park. And all the cars that are parking over at the park. It's hard to get to a function, except in the summertime, so I'm assuming it's the fraternity. And if it is the fraternity, are they being charged to use that city park, and why not, if not? And it's getting way out of hand for people to enter the park and park.
Appreciate that call. We've had quite a bit of discussion on this particular subject, and one of the things that with the construction that will be coming in Aggieville is to look at establishing some park regulations for parking. There hasn't been a lot. We're also looking at some of the traffic patterns within the park so that folks can get to functions there certainly more easily and safely. So that is an item that we are focused on, and we anticipate that at least some segments of it will certainly be improved. But I think City Park, at least once the construction would start on a new parking structure, will have to be at least in temporary play for providing some Aggieville employee parking, which it does today. And then obviously you have large events that occur in Aggieville. But some of this is just daily traffic, folks even going to the university and walking from there. But the storage aspect of the cars from some of the folks that live in the vicinity is something we do plan to address.
I would appreciate that very much, and the sooner the better.
All right. We appreciate your call.
And I think we should probably go off to our next break of the morning. When we come back, we'll continue to preview tonight's City Commission meeting here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance.